like this intro?
Yes. This one especially.
All right. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffens with a read on the news of the day, the events, the people, et cetera, that you will be talking about during the course of the day. We're fairly sure the headline splashed across the cover reads, "The man who killed Osama bin Laden, .. is screwed."
Yeah.
This is the story, Esquire magazine, an article on the man who's responsible for the death of Osama bin Laden a couple of years ago. And the Navy, of course, says, well, we don't know anything about this. Yada, yada. The man is not identified, which is good. But what does happen from this is another focus on how men and women who serve our country, 200,000 of them a year, come out of the service with uncertainty. After they put on the uniform, after we encourage people to serve their country, then we screw them. And how do we look ourselves in the mirror? These people are there. This is what representative democracy is all about, folks. You take responsibility for the people that you have put in charge, who've hired in some way, shape, or form these bureaucrats who are there with an attitude, who are there self-servingly all too often. People say, well, it doesn't happen. There are some good ones. Yeah, there are. Probably a lot of them. But that doesn't excuse the people who aren't good, who ought to be mustered out. Period. The shooter reported that his family health care coverage ceased. He retired before the 20-year mark, so he didn't get a pension. He didn't know because nobody in the service told him, Jennifer, that there was health care available for him.
Wow.
So here's a guy who did what he was asked to do, went through all the training. Certainly he made a decision to do it or not do it, but he did what he was asked to do. And now, like so many other thousands and thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of men and women who have been in the service, and they come out and they're either lost because they have post-traumatic stress disorder, some of them commit suicide, some of them don't have jobs, some of them are just wandering off, they lose their families, because it's pathetic. Actually, it's pathetic. And for those of you who don't reflect on this, or you think that I'm exaggerating, you haven't been there, done that. And so all those of you who glamorize and glorify, we hear all these people every day talking about how we need to focus more on defense, and Obama's running away from defense, and they're getting cut here and there. What do you say about the people who have been in the service that are screwed like this guy? If that's all you can think about is we got to have a strong military, why would anybody, after reading this, want to volunteer? Would you, Jennifer?
No, I mean, I think this has been this isn't a new problem. I mean, look at the people from Vietnam that came back.
It makes it even worse because it's been going on for decades. You're right. The people that came back from Vietnam during my youth who were excoriated, and it wasn't just the way the government treated them, it was the way the public treated them.
Yeah, it was even worse because the public wasn't,
The public at least sort of is in to some of this, even though most of us don't support people in uniform being in Afghanistan. They were there for no reason whatsoever. We went to Iraq wrongly. So all those people, you know, you wonder how much money it's cost us and talent. The thousands of people that were killed over there for nothing. And it just goes on and on and on. So there are several different heads to this dragon that need to be talked about. And anyway, so he tells the story, and apparently there are a lot of people waving a lot of money in front of this guy. Don't mistake the reality.
Right. I'm sure he's going to be okay once he does
through an agent because he still is not identified, which is good.
Now, I thought, now maybe I'm mistaken, but I thought I saw a picture of him yesterday. Am I all wrong about that?
I didn't see a picture, but that doesn't mean I don't look at everything that you look at one way or the other. So, you saw a picture of him where? On a television screen?
Yeah, on TV news, I thought I saw. Yeah.
Well, of course, if it's on TV news,
it must be true.
Of course, because everything on television is true. Remember the story I told you once about being, when I was a newsman in the mid-80s, working, actually was the operations director of a news station, and I was there with a couple of members of the team that had 15 or 16 people on the news staff at the station at the time. So we had gone, there was some big thing, I don't even remember what it was, but I remember standing there with a microphone and a recorder talking to someone involved in the story, and this clown comes through the camera, stand by, TV news, stand aside, television news coming through. I looked at him, I said, you boob, get out of here.
Yeah.
And he looked at me, who do you think you are? I'm television news, get out of the way. Yeah? Go someplace else. I said to him, get out of here. And we were in the middle of this conversation. It was a pretty important interview. I don't remember, again, the nuance of the interview, but I remember being really
annoyed.
But he
was TV news.
I'm TV news. Get out of the way. Oh, TV news. Yeah. Anybody with a camera now is TV news. Nonsense. All right, anyway. Have we had enough on the Pope?
It seemed to be the hot topic yesterday, and I was surprised to learn that Vegas odds makers have put in. You can go to Vegas and bet who the new Pope's going to be.
Really? Well, there
isn't that funny?
The Americans are second on the totem pole behind the Italians in terms of having a say, because we have more cardinals here than any other country except Italy.
Seems the rumor will be a third world country priest.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe that'd be nice. Maybe they'll straighten out some of the messes that this guy's leaving over. Everybody says it's his health nonsense. It's not his health at all. But it is interesting to note that in this circumstance, at least they're standing up and taking note of the timing here. Today is Mardi Gras Day, which is the beginning of the Lenten. Some people say it's tomorrow, Ash Wednesday, but it really is today.
Tomorrow's when everybody's cranky, when they give up what they love.
Right. Well, they've been giving, they start being cranky again because they were giving up things at the beginning of the year, and now it's time to be Crank Part 2, as it were. Wasn't there a movie called Crank?
Probably. Yeah. Sounds familiar.
All right. If you'd like to be in touch with Jennifer and me and the rest of the world listening to the Good Day program, you're liable to get on the air, amazingly, 888-302-3684 with your points of view on some of the things. Important news today, like Taylor Swift. And this is more than, this is beyond important. This all might be, this could be classified information.
Uh-oh, and you have
Taylor
the scoop? You have the brown envelope?
Well, I'm going to pass it along to you, and you can pass along the scoop in just a moment here on Good Day.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Eight 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 302-3684. A lot of people are listening to various bits and pieces of information about men's testosterone, Jennifer. You've heard these discussions. You and your father probably wouldn't have this conversation.
We don't, thank God.
Conversation with your father. Maybe I should do that.
Yes, friends can do it. Daughters, not so much, maybe.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it is kind of yucky. Anyway, there's a secret to boosting your free testosterone and adding nitric oxide at the same time, which is a wonderful way to get blood into your system and get blood moving around in your system and provide you with the energy that you need. A lot of times men, as they get older, they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, testosterone level drops down to about 200. Not healthy, not good, not satisfying. Now there's a product called T-Gen with Nitro Boost, Jennifer. T-Gen with Nitro Boost has clinically inserted ingredients. How do you like that? Boy, I sound like a doctor or surgeon.
You sure
right?
do.
Clinically inserted ingredients. Actually, what happens in T-Gem is it naturally raises your free testosterone, which is healthy for men as they get older. You want to keep your testosterone level around 500, 600, 700 is the optimum. So if you want to have energy where it counts and when it counts, you ought to call this number right now. 800-631-6443. Half price when you mention Doug Steffen, T-Gen and Nitro Boost, 800-631-6443. Get better performance, get half off, get a 90-day money-back guarantee for the product. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, kind of the name of the product says it all. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, 800-631-6443. All right, so what is the story with Taylor Swift?
Well, you know, Taylor gets this reputation as someone who chases boys maybe a little, seems that she dates quite a bit. But according to the latest interview with Taylor, she says she's not as boy crazy as the press would like you to believe. She said, quote, "I'm sure if I looked up the latest Google Alerts rumor, it would say I'm chasing somebody who doesn't like me as much as I like him. People love that angle on me." This is when she's talking to Elle Magazine, by the way. They said, they're like, "Oh, Taylor, coming on too strong again, chasing boys." She says she never chases boys because they don't like it. She does admit, though, that her romantic troubles are great for her songwriting. She says, "To me, it's just writing songs the way I always have. It's me sitting on my bed feeling pain I didn't understand, writing a song and understanding it better." So there you go.
Really?
I think she does date for songwriting purposes, by the way.
Right. All right. So what do you make of the reviews of all of the people on the red carpet at the Grammys? There's lots of that post, the aftershock, if you will, after the fact. What's the scoop? What do you think?
Well, you know, it was funny because yesterday I had, was, you know, chatting with you about the Grammys, and all I had heard was the media review. And yesterday I actually stayed home for a little bit because I'd been fighting this cold, and so I watched the Grammys. I taped them. And one of the rumors was about Taylor Swift using an English accent as kind of a way to get back at Harry Styles, her latest ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I mean, she seemed to just kind of do it quickly. I mean, I don't know. I think the media makes a big deal about all these things. They also said that Chris Brown stayed seated while Frank Ocean went up to accept his award. A lot of people stayed seated. It wasn't just Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of funny how the media blows things out of proportion, but I don't know. I think it's funny that a lot of women just ignored that CBS email about dressing appropriately, though.
You know what annoys me?
Woo! Yes, what?
What annoys me is when people, not necessarily aimed at you, refer to the news media as the media. The media is all kinds of things. Movies, the media, we're involved in the media. The media does radio, the media is music. The media,
so what should we call it instead?
News media. The snooze media, almost, if you will. All right, you got that?
Huh? Sure, thanks, I'll write it down.
You're welcome. All right, Michael, who's on the phone that we want to talk to? Michael is in Enid, Oklahoma. Hi, sir. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Doug. How are you doing?
Well, sir, what's on your mind?
The veteran, the Navy SEAL that killed Osama bin Laden, I don't understand, and as a veteran myself, what his problem is. He almost made it to 20 years. Everyone knows what you get when you've done 20 years. He would have had medical care the rest of his life. He would have had his pension the rest of his life. And yet he cut short early. I only did 4 years. I wasn't going to stay in that long. Second, when you check out of the Navy, one of the sign-offs you have to get is you have to go to the VA, and they tell you everything that you're eligible for. And there's multiple other organizations like the Disabled American Veterans, which it sounds like they would help him, too.
Nah, you're kidding yourself.
No.
There are a lot of people who get out of the service. It ought to be, you know what, it ought to be our responsibility to help these people as much as we can. You and I will disagree on this one and not be disagreeable. I think that the guy, there are a lot of things going on with this guy you don't know about, I don't know about, but there's obviously something cooking here with this guy. 21 after the hour. Thanks for the call.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yesterday was the beginning of the Chinese New Year. Yeah. Chinese New Year. Of course, if we don't soon fix the deficit, we Americans will refer to the Chinese New Year as the New Year.
Folks, here is a shocker. The Pope is resigning. I guess he took that Notre Dame loss to Alabama a lot harder than people thought. Oh, my God.
No, the Pope...
The Pope said he was stepping down at age 85 because he could no longer handle the job physically, to which Lance Armstrong said, I got some stuff that can help you.
And while a lot of people are suffering as a result of these storms, no one has it worse than our nation's weather reporters. Whenever the weather is at its worst, these very brave, very dumb men and women fly directly into it. Their networks make them go there, I guess. You know, NBC has been trying to kill Al Roker for years.
Finally, tomorrow, President Obama will give his annual State of the Union address. If you're not familiar, the State of the Union is where the president faces Congress and asks them to work together to fix America's problems, and Congress says no.
Right. That's about it. Yeah, pretty exciting. Wow. All the politicos are ready to throw their darts at the president already. And this is going to be a big time. This is breaking news, Jennifer.
Breaking news.
Yes.
State of the Union. Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. State of the Union is we're broke. What are you going to do to fix it? What else is there?
And I think that's actually what he's supposed to focus on tonight is the economy. Yeah. So we'll
spending,
see what he has to say.
Spending more and enjoying it less. At any rate.
Exactly right.
Yeah, right. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, which a lot of people are doing. More and more people have things to say about all kinds of items of interest. Some of them were actually talking about. Amazing. We're actually talking about them on the air. I was looking at a couple of headlines. The same thing every day, though. You know what? When we and I know we want to devote this hour to talking about things that are harder news items and things that actively may be on people's minds, even though most of the things that we talk about during our 4 hours on the air every day hopefully are going to settle in with people and they'll carry some away from all of our stories. But then it's just the... I look at the top five on every website, and pretty much all of them, and I say this frequently, so it's nothing new, all about murder and mayhem. Two charged in Chicago teens murder. Two women killed in Delaware courthouse shooting. You know, stuff like that that just, ugh. There is some good news, though.
Yes.
I think that we acknowledge that there's a problem, or has been a problem, with being able to control one's sexual urges when you are a teenager, and maybe even as you go through life in general. The new stats that are out today suggest that teenage birth rates have fallen 8% in the past year alone.
That's good.
Births
good news.
To teen mothers. Isn't there a television show?
Teen Mom. Yeah, it just got canceled, though.
Oh.
Well, by MTV.
That's because
everybody was going to jail. That was,
oh, really?
I mean, all the moms were in trouble, yeah.
Yeah, right. Teen births are at a record low. I don't know what that means, because when the government says record low, what does that mean? It's like a record snowstorm. Record from when? Yesterday? It's more snow today than yesterday? Anyway, the numbers have gone down. They were down. They're down 49%, actually, in the last 20 years. The study looks at numbers alone, doesn't examine changes in teen behavior. So who do you know who's a teenager that's been pregnant, Jennifer? People that you went to school?
You know, gosh, I have a friend, an old friend, who was pregnant at 19. But it really, in my peer group of the people I grew up with, no one was a teen mom.
Did they keep the child to term?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, well, it's a personal preference. I'd rather see the child carried to term and then given up for adoption. But the individual, you have to deal with the individual choice that is made. But it can't be an easy decision. The problem is a lot of people just don't think. You get into that exciting circumstance called young love, and then, you know, the hormones go crazy, and what happens next is anybody's guess. But mm-hmm. it can lead to trouble, and it happens over and over again. And it just, parents, I don't think, are doing a great job talking about what the birds and the bees mean to their children. So there's a word to the wise. How's that for being profound? 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Spring is just around the corner, time to start planning your summer trips. But here's what you need to know. With airlines continuing to slash routes and more consolidation coming, you know what that means? Decreased competition and higher airfares. American Airlines bankruptcy means that route cuts are very likely. The Southwest AirTran merger also means cuts on many smaller markets. Frontier has already slashed nearly a third of its routes from Milwaukee, with more cuts to come. So where are the deals? Well, it really depends on where and how you're traveling. Airfare sales for summer travel have already started, but those are mostly for business and premium seats. When it comes to economy tickets, the sales start coming around March and April. But beware, they don't last long and seats are limited. So how do you get around that? Be smart. Actually pick alternate cities and alternate routes. Instead of going from Los Angeles to Hawaii, try Los Angeles to Hawaii via Las Vegas or Phoenix. You get the picture. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the Tuesday get-together. The price of gasoline. This is something that lots of people want to get worked up about, and with good reason, frankly. The price is up 25 cents on average over the past month, 9 cents over the past week, an average around the country. The AAA says, we don't understand why the average price for a gallon of unleaded is $3.68.9.
Oh, stop playing coy. Of course you know.
Yeah?
Everybody's making money off of us. Come on.
Ah, right, exactly.
I know yesterday, again, watching the news a little bit, they had all the reporters out across Southern California going, is gas $5 where you are? Because there's actually some gas stations in Southern California with $5 gas, and they were sending the reporters 70. Out to find them.
Well, the 76 stations are notoriously expensive. I don't even understand how they stay in business. Their prices are always like 13, 14, 15 cents, sometimes more than that. Why would you go into a station and pay that much more for gasoline? I don't get it. And you can't even pay at the pump on those stations, right? Is that the AM, PM? Well, there's one of them that you can't pay.
I think you can pay at the pump at 76, but I don't know. AM, PM, you have to use. You can use the ATM thing there.
Yeah, whatever it is. 888-302-3684. Where is the cheapest gasoline in the country? Where is it? Is it in your neighborhood? If it is, you think yours is cheapest, call us, and maybe we'll give you a free gallon of gas. Who can tell? 888-302-3684. Okay, the latest in the drone wars, the latest to be targeted is Christopher Dorner. You realize that?
They're looking for this guy.
They were using them
in Big Bear.
Yeah. So most of us don't realize how they all... Why don't you give people an update, by the way, on the Dorner thing, because this is
really
becoming sorted.
There's really no big update. I mean, they just can't find this guy. But what they have found, they've started to get all these, I guess, 700 tips into their clue line. And so some of the new stuff that they found is that 2 days before he started his attacks, he went into a sporting goods store and bought scuba equipment and oxygen tanks.
so he could float his way to Mexico.
Which, well, if you remember, he tried to steal a boat in San Diego last week, but it went awry because the rope was caught in the rudder thing, whatever. I'm not a boat person. You know, the thing that makes it go, rudder, the rope was caught in that.
That would be the rudder, yes.
The only thing I know about boats is that I get very sick when I'm on them, so I try to stay away.
Right. Yeah.
So that's new. They placed $1 million reward out for him because their search in Big Bear has kind of, it's gone cold, so they put this reward out. They've also reopened his case, which I think is interesting.
What is that? Explain that a little bit more.
Well, the reason behind this whole manifesto and the shooting rampage is because he lost his job as an LAPD officer. And
which he should never have had in the first place.
Right, probably. They did a good psychological testing.
Yeah.
But he was saying that it was an unjust firing, and so that's why he's targeted all these people involved with it. Charlie Beck, who's our police commissioner, decided to open it up, not as a way to appease him, but just to prove to everyone else that the LAPD does things the right way.
Really?
And also, I think, to kind of show him that they're negotiating a little to see if they can get him to turn himself in, or at least to stop the killings while they're doing this investigation. But what I think is interesting is he joined the police department first. He was an explorer, and then he went in as a junior officer, and then he left to go for military service.
Uh-huh.
And when he came back, that seemed to be when the problems really kind of escalated. And so again, it's a way to look at, or this is another reason we need to look at post-traumatic stress syndrome when people come back and how we reintegrate them back into everyday life. It's tough. And you know, these people volunteer and do a great job for us, and then we just kind of say, okay, thanks, here you go, thanks a lot, buddy, and send them back into the world. And that can be hard. That's really hard for a lot of people.
How many things are going on in the world that are connected to the malfunction or dysfunction of the military? This guy Dorner is a problem from the military. This fellow that was the SEAL, problems from the military. How much of what? Then here's the next thing today about the Defense Department announcing it'll extend additional military benefits to same-sex couples. That shouldn't be a problem because they can't give the benefits to the ones. If you object to this, you have nothing to object to because if they screw up things with the same-sex couples the same as they screw up the regular people, nobody's going to get any benefits. It's a matter of fundamental equity, says Leon Panetta, to give benefits to all men and women. I don't have a problem with that at all. That's my point by bringing it up, isn't to underscore that same-sex partners are going to get additional military benefits. What I'm suggesting is that the system is so screwed up that many people don't. The caller who was on just before we had to pause in the last half hour was not happy with me because he suggested that if this guy from the SEALs was on the ball, he could get all the things that he's entitled to. You know what? What do you mean? What does that mean, on the ball?
Well, you know what I think, and what I think maybe he's getting at, and this is something that he and I agree on, is that before you go into any situation, you need to know what you're getting out of it. You need to be responsible for knowing what.
Point. No, that's not the point. The point is that they don't deliver. They don't provide. Why do you think the Purple Heart Service Foundation exists? Because the government doesn't take care of the people who need to be taken care of in the sense they have. So, I mean, can you imagine the stress this guy is under who is the SEAL?
Oh, absolutely.
So,
oh, my gosh.
Why are you going to just muster him out and say, okay, see you, Charlie? That doesn't work.
I'm not mustering anybody out. I'm you know me. I'm very into taking care of our military.
Yeah.
I volunteered for organizations that do it. But I also think that what maybe our caller was getting at is just that sense of personal responsibility about learning about the different programs that you can find out about, which, who knows? We don't know exactly what this guy's situation is.
No, we don't. But I will tell you that there are so many. It becomes then more of a, it's not a coincidence anymore when you have these many problems cropping up all the time. I think that's my point. Yeah? Am I making it well or not?
Yeah,
maybe?
Sure.
The Carnival Cruise Lines announcing that the boat that's been adrift out in the Atlantic is still adrift.
Still floating.
And actually, it's in the Gulf of Mexico. An engine fire has shut the. Apparently, you can't even go to the bathroom in this thing. There's no food.
Awful.
Imagine floating around out in the ocean. Now, apparently, they're going to drag it into. They were going to bring it into Mexico. Now they're going to drag it into some port in Alabama. The Carnival Triumph had drifted so far north.
Not so fast, Triumph.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of those huge ships. And there are these ships are just too big. And imagine how many, there's like 5,000 people on this thing.
And if they can't flush the toilets, you know what happens next. If they start passing the flu around, and yuck.
Yeah, right, exactly. Ship left Galveston on Thursday, scheduled to return there yesterday. And now they're towing it into Mobile. 3,413 passengers, 1,000 crew members. So what's that, 4,200 people who are on the ship. It'll be tugged in by Thursday. So these people got to stay on this boat for two more. And, I mean, nothing's perfect. These mechanical things happen. I don't know. What do you do in this circumstance? I guess people say, oh, this is terrible. But what do you do? What do you do if you're Carnival? The ship's out 200 miles in the ocean. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like you can
There's
send a tug.
There's not a lot. You can't jump and swim.
No. All right, so anyway, that's that story. How about what we have cooking in our social media world, Jen?
Well, we're talking about Valentine's Day over at Facebook today, Dougie. We are
Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's this week. I don't know if you've gotten the memo, but we're asking what you do to celebrate Valentine's Day and how much money you usually spend. Mm-hmm. Kind of fun to see what people do. Dee Dee said, I will bake yummies for my hubby and kiddos, and my hubby will get me some flowers, a bottle of wine. We don't spend a lot of money, but it seems nice. Mm-hmm. Judy said, not a dime. It's another day in our house with the exception of perhaps saying happy Valentine's Day. Paul said, we don't celebrate man-made commercial holidays. If you truly love someone, every day is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
A good point.
Right.
And Chrissy said, heart-shaped pancakes for the kids with pink milk before school, a love note tucked into my hubby's lunch, and order dinner in with paper plates, so no dishes. Flowers from the hub, no more money than usual spent in a day.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. We also heard from Rita that hubby will be at work midnight shift, so I will be making a romantic dinner for me and my little one. Janet said she's hoping to be released from the hospital. We hope so, too, Janet. Feel better soon. Bill said, I've been married 28 years. I don't need to spend money to show my feelings. Valentine's Day is a Hallmark card scam. Oh, boy. Bill's not winning Husband of the Year, I don't think. Mickey said, never spend money on Valentine's Day. It's a ridiculous notion to rely on a holiday to celebrate a feeling you have every day. I don't need a designation to tell my wife I love her. John said, my bride of 41 years and I are eating out tonight because I teach a class on Thursdays, and he'll beat the crowd that way. That's a good idea, celebrating Valentine's Day a day early or a day late. You know, kind of.
Celebrate it all week. Maybe
you could
make
do that. Exactly.
I'm with the guy who just said every day is Valentine's Day, actually, when I think about it. Every day is Valentine's Day. I want Meredith to know how much I love her, and I want to know in return that there's kind of cool stuff going on. Wouldn't you want to know that, Jennifer?
Yeah,
somebody
absolutely.
You want to know every day. Not just it's kind of one of those fun things, though. It's a marked day. Would you be my Valentine? So how about you be my Valentine every day, in fact? How much are you planning on spending for Valentine's Day was our poll yesterday at DougStefan.com. Let's see how things shook out. 32% said less than $20. Cheap. 23% said $20 to $50. 16% said $50 to $100. Over $100, 14%. Let's see, 13% said, huh, Valentine's Day? That's this week?
Oh, no.
And 2%
Trouble.
Said, I don't know. Well, maybe they don't have any relationship going.
Maybe.
You think that's it?
But I don't know how you can avoid it. I mean, it's in the stores. It's everywhere. You know, you kind of know. Unless
everywhere.
You're maybe
everywhere.
Under a rock somewhere.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com. Who's paying for Valentine's dinner? A, he is. B, she is. C, we're splitting it. D, we're eating at home. E, when's Valentine's Day again? Let's see how that shakes. See if it gets more than 13% as the result of the poll. Same question is sort of tied into the same question from yesterday, or at least the same answer. Good day time is 15 before the hour with Jennifer and Doug.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
It's lights out for common sense. Congress passed a law banning all traditional light bulbs by 2014, and I understand why. We're all concerned about the environment, and we have all heard that the new compact fluorescent bulbs use less energy. But if we examine the issue through the lens of liberty, we see that free people ought to be allowed to make their own consumer choices. Not everyone believes the new bulbs are better or last longer, and some people think they're not only more expensive, but potentially dangerous. That is precisely why America's founders wanted us to be free to make up our own minds and not have the government dictate every aspect of our daily lives. That freedom is what makes us Americans, and we ought to defend it, even against our own Congress.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Monday. Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But they'll have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Woo! Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Loud.
Fast and Loud. Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby. 59 Apache short bed.
32 Ford.
And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
All right, so where are we in the news cycle here? I was looking at what I just saw. You know how easily.
You must have been looking.
Oh, I know. I know. The International Olympic Committee has dropped wrestling from the 2020 Olympic program.
Well, that's a bummer.
Why do you suppose that wrestling? That's one of the original sports, isn't it?
I would think so, yeah, absolutely.
I don't get, I'm not sure what the ramifications of that are. I mean, there are always ongoing changes, the things have been brought in and things that are taken out, but I would think that's the original deal. I would think that people would want to be connected to it through that way. Speaking of being connected, Cat Scratch Fever rocker Ted Nugent. Remember last year he made headlines when he branded the president as evil?
Mm-hmm.
Described him and Democrats as coyotes who should be shot. Wonderful. So
it's always nice.
Nugent is going to attend the State of the Union address tonight.
Uh-oh.
As a guest of Texas Republican Steve Stockman. Why would you do that? Why? But there are a lot of these lawmakers who are inviting victims of gun violence to show up. The president's going to push for, you know,
that's no more political than doing that, by the way.
That's what I'm wondering.
With his four gun rights, and, you know, they're going to have every kid in town who's been affected by gun violence there just because it's, you know, that's the thing that's so sad about this on both sides of the aisle is that people just use everybody now for that photo op to get their political point across.
Right.
Like the Super Bowl with those Sandy Hook kids.
Exactly. Lots of people are getting played, if you will. And we are among them if we spend this time talking about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. They're buying homes in New York, Miami, Paris, and maybe even more. They want to spend the weekends in Brazil. Why do people follow this is a question that I have, and that remains to be seen, I guess. 10 before the hour.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Berries, creamy, rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Of
apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply Happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick. Apply Happy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
After the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program, the 12th of February. Realize the end of this week will be halfway through what is basically considered the winter period, January through March.
Mm-hmm.
A very interesting reality, isn't it, huh?
It goes fast.
Yep. We're here to do Tech Talk, and as a result of that, Shelley Palmer is going to help us. He's got actually some information about Verizon's new app reviewing rankings, which focus on battery sucking and data eating. Doesn't that sound yummy for breakfast? Stand by for that here.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have you ever been out for the afternoon, fired up Fruit Ninja to kill a few minutes, and then suddenly found your phone dead? You're not alone. While Verizon may have shut down its own app store, the cell phone carrier began rating, reviewing, and recommending Android and iPhone apps for its customers on Monday. Rather than list the most fun games or useful cookbook apps, Verizon's lists show which apps drain your battery, use up your data plan, and tinker with your security and privacy the most. While some of Verizon's own apps, like AppLover, can be found on these lists, these rankings offer a different perspective from most best of compilations. So the next time you're checking your phone bill and wondering how you managed to eat up so much data, you'll have a much better sense of how it happened. It might be time to close your Facebook app and stop its constant stream of information, data charges, and battery drain. Check out Verizon's recommendation lists. And follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Celebrate 50 years of Rite Aid with even more great savings. During February, you can earn up to $50 in PlusUp rewards when you buy qualifying amounts of participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Start earning rewards after spending $100. Just look for the participating products icon throughout the store. And the icing on our 50th anniversary cake? Savings on top of savings. Come celebrate 50 years of Rite Aid with great deals. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only. February 3rd, 2013 through March 2nd, 2013. Limited $50 in PlusUps per household. See RiteAid.com/rules for details.
So, Jennifer, have you seen at DougStevens.com the graphic of Dick Tracy and James Bond wearing their special watch? Did you see that?
I'm going there right now. No, I haven't.
All right. The reason it's up there is because Apple is experimenting with wristwatch-like devices made of carved glass. That is an iPhone as a watch. And there are people who are there. Apple doesn't want to know or want to have you know about this yet, but a couple of people have leaked the story. Apple is not officially commenting, but the exploration of these watches leaves open lots of exciting questions. Could you just talk, you know, hello, here's my watch.
Hello, watch.
Right, hello, watch.
What is the weather, watch?
Watch, yes, tell me.
I like that.
Yeah. It's interesting to speculate on future technology, isn't it? Huh? This is the Good Day Show on Tuesday.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double-check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy-and-print.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.